Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, got a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high near the mid-80s. Around the area, Kenosha, 70 degrees. It's 71 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 72, and also 72 in Racine. The possibility that Kenosha and Racine counties are in play for a multi-billion dollar electronics assembly plant has gained traction in the day since President Trump made reference to the governor getting a very happy surprise very soon. First circulated by the Milwaukee Business Journal and expanded by WRJN News based on a closed-door meeting of Racine County board members Tuesday evening, the Taiwanese company Foxconn, a huge maker of cell phones and other electronic gear, said to be looking for a 1,000-acre site based on a request for a proposal circulated about a month ago. This according to interim Pleasant Prairie Village Administrator Thomas Schursel, and he says there's a second parcel request with it for about 400 acres. However, Schursel is quoted as saying, "We just don't have that landmass here." He notes that by comparison, the former Chrysler engine plant site in Kenosha, that took up about 109 acres. The Racine County Board's rare closed-door committee of the whole Tuesday night was on the investment of public funds regarding competitive multi-site economic development opportunities. That was on the agenda. Joining that discussion, Racine County Economic Development Corporation Director Jenny Trick and Mount Pleasant Village Board President Dave DeGroot, the latter also having greeted President Trump at Mitchell International Airport. Now, the Associated Press is reporting that Foxconn is talking with Wisconsin officials and Michigan. That's where Crane's Detroit Business indicates it's a $4.2 billion assembly plant they're targeting for Detroit. It would employ maybe 5,000 people. Kenosha Racine County Senator Bob Wirch quoted as saying that he would not be overly concerned with the company perhaps bringing unacceptable labor practices to the U.S., like in reports earlier this decade about worker complaints in Asian plants and the conditions there. Members of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative meeting in Montreal, reemphasizing the increased role of the cities in the fight against climate change in the wake of the Trump administration backing out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. WRJN's Janet Hoff has more on this.
Although the administration decided against cutting the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative for the rest of the year, outgoing initiative chair Dennis Coderre said they must continue the battle for 2018 and beyond. According to a news release, the mayors will also ask the Canadian government to develop a more comprehensive strategy and framework for Great Lakes and St. Lawrence funding, given the waterways are a shared responsibility. Racine Mayor John Dickert, who will take over as the next president and CEO of the initiative at an as-yet undetermined date, said this is not a time for complacency because ensuring clean and safe water is, quote, our responsibility to our children and future generations. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian, who is attending this week's conference, noted Lake Michigan is important to Kenosha for both drinking water and tourism, and the city is committed to working toward protection and restoration of the lakes and seaway. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Academies of Racine, launched last fall by the Racine Unified School District, designed to provide high school students opportunities to explore careers, experience hands-on learning, and prepare for their futures. As part of the model, Park High School Tech Ed students built a tiny home to be donated to Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. That happened yesterday with the students, park staff, and Superintendent Lolly Haas looking on. VOW Representative Jeff Gustin officially accepted the tiny home.
We're going to put a stop to veteran homelessness here in Racine, and you guys are key in helping make that happen. For a lot of years to come, many veterans who wouldn't otherwise have a home are going to call this home as we help them rehabilitate and get back on their feet. So thank you, Park High School, for doing this.
The tiny home to become part of one of 15 at a facility for homeless veterans currently under construction in Racine. Most of the work being done by volunteers, so no date for opening that facility has yet been set. It appears the city of Racine will continue a contract for recycling services with John's Disposal through a 5-year extension. The Public Works and Services Committee told by Commissioner Mark Yalen that some additional language in the contract will benefit the city in the long run should conditions change.
From time to time, there may be changes in technology in the market. We're looking to give us the flexibility if we had another opportunity down the road, that we would have changes to the contract termination clause where we would be able to terminate that contract early.
The Common Council next Tuesday expected to approve the committee's recommendation in support of a 5-year contract extension with John's Disposal. Kenosha police putting out the name of the officer who shot a teenager, an older teenager, during an incident last Sunday evening. That individual now facing charges as well. Officer Alex Wickets, according to a news release, is a 6-year veteran of the department, responded to a weapons complaint on 39th Avenue, spotted a person matching the description of the suspect, and tried to make contact. The suspect fled on foot, the officer in pursuit. The officer then encountered the armed suspect and fired his weapon. 19-year-old Corey Cooper struck in the lower back, a gun recovered at the scene. Cooper charged yesterday with intentionally pointing a firearm at a law enforcement officer. That's a felony, plus misdemeanor counts of obstructing and bail jumping. He's going to make his initial appearance in intake court this afternoon. The State Division of Criminal Investigation, meanwhile, looking into the shooting incident, standard procedure for officer-involved shootings in Kenosha. Sturtevant Community Development Authority recommends the village purchase the former U.S. Bank Building property at the corner of Durant Avenue and Wisconsin Street. No plans for the property, but it does fall within the village's new tax incremental district designed to improve the area along Highway 11. DCA Chairman Sean Weiss says he feels the property is vital to the revitalization of the corridor.
I think it's a key piece of the development for the village coming in. And I think for us to control it gives us the option to decide what's going to go in there. Otherwise, somebody else comes in and swoops it up. They can put whatever the heck they want in that place, and only the Planning Commission can say yay or nay at that point.
Since the TIF is new, Village Administrator Mary Cole also recommends that the village apply for an $800,000 loan from the State Trust Fund for proposed projects within the district, even though the TIF has not yet generated much revenue. CDA also recommending the village purchase available land at 8904 Durand, just to the east of the gas station at Durand and 90th. State Trust Fund loan, if it's approved, would be used for the purchase of property purchases, that is, and some other projects within the TIF. The permanent outdoor stage to be created on the grounds of Racine's Festival Hall, thanks to a $100,000 donation by the Rotary Foundation, now carries a total price tag of just over $250,000. At the Public Works Committee meeting, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eek noted some other projects came up lower than expected on cost, leaving some extra money to work on this.
There was some funding to paint the stage at Memorial Hall, which is part of the Civic Center's budget. That was completed for a much lower cost than what was budgeted, so there were surplus funds there. There's also some HVAC upgrades that didn't need to be implemented, so there was surplus funding there that also was available to use at this.
Civic Center Manager Amanda Gain noted a few of their capital budget item needs this year have changed, and that allows the use of those dollars. Alderman Sandy Widener, though, raising concern about using budgeted money for other than the intended purpose. The Public Works panel unanimously supporting the change order to the Festival Hall outdoor stage contract with Absolute Construction, sending it on to the Common Council. Racine's Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services on board with the request of Jean Anderson Brehm to place a bench inside Harvey Park in memory of her late sister. Brehm explaining they grew up as kids just 2 houses away from the park.
We always go back there still to this day. There is a memorial there for her friends already at that park. When they were in middle school or something, I guess, or once they passed away. But I just wanted something there for her because that park means a lot to our family.
Only real concern raised with Brehm by Commissioner Amy Schall about maintaining the bench once it's installed. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck indicating uniformity is important even with park benches in terms of efficiency and cost. Brehm telling the panel, we're willing to do whatever is needed, noting that her father built their house and her niece still lives there. So she said family is always by the park and could maintain that memorial bench. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.